they roots it with roots, and that roots wear out, and you have to put new roots all the time. Before nails stay. Yeah. Then they put brace between the wheel like this, and they lash this side. Rawhide too, and rawhide stretch when wet. So they use root. They had to this way, on the pole too, and then they bend it.
Did they get the rawhide from moose?
Sure. Moose, caribou, anything, deer, anything they can make it out of.
What kinds of things do the women do as far as building a fish wheel?
The women?
Yeah.
Well, a lot depends on the woman. And
okay, what did you do? What did you do?
Me, I had to go out there and cut poles and peel poles and work with my right alongside my own man. Everywhere he worked, I had to work. Like them kids are doing now, I used to have to do it every day. Well, in other words, I was the other hand.
Did you just go out and collect the fish, too?
I had old inboard water. Tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk, I used to go get the fish. Sometime my husband be gone, I had to go look at the wheel. Nobody look at the wheel, I had to look at the wheel.
Mm,
yeah,
that's stuff.
A long time ago, we used to have to go look at the wheel, boat, cut fish. Every day, when that fish come in, then we have to cut fish, then we have to hang the fish. We have to cook dog feed. We got so much white fish to clean, and when we get done with that, the white fish, we have to scale them, then cut them, and then hang them. And all that fish got to be moving inside every day. You leave them out overnight, and then you turn them over in the morning. And they dry on the other side a little. By the afternoon, then you move them in the smokehouse.
And how long you smoke them?
No, 2-3 weeks, same time as like now. 2-3 weeks, sometime more, sometime longer. Sometimes depend on weather.
What? How did you build a fire? What kinds of wood did you use?
Same kind, cottonwood or alder. On Yukon, where we stayed, sometimes there was some lots of driftwood. And hard to get, like we stay on the island, no more smoke wood. We used to get long rope and we tie it on those single blade axe. And we do like this. And when we see good cotton log, we pull it in and we tie it to the shore. And we tie it all along the shore. Just tie any kind of old string. Just like driftwood pile up along there. And all summer long we use it for smokehouse.
Where were some of the wheels that you built, that you helped build? Where were they located?
White Eye on the Yukon, we had wheels there. We had wheels there, 5 wheels. We had Mink Ranch there too.
How long ago was that?
1936, 37, 38. Then I was there 7 years, White Eye.
You had 5 wheels going at the same time?
Mm-hmm. 4 and 5.
When did the fish first start running, and did you first start catching the fish and start drying them?
In July. We had lots of fish by 4th of July that we run from there till Frieza. Everybody, every village had wheel. Every family got wheel or net.
You ever go down from here to Minto by boat?
No.
It's 30 miles from here to Minto. In almost every bend, like from here and over North Nenana is one bend, and another down there is another bend. There was fish camp, and at each point, and people had 2-3 fish wheels in each camp.
You see fish hanging on along nowadays, snow goes and everything, nobody fishing on.
How long ago was that, like 10
that
years
ain't
ago?
That ain't very long ago, huh?
About 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. No, about no, 30 but years ago, 30 years ago, because we're living in Nenana for 20 years now, 15, 17 years now. Last June, 18 years we're living in Nenana, about 17 years.
You used to help build fish wheels and stuff too?
No, I didn't.
The men
did the men do that,
yeah,
in your family?
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to do?
No, we carry poles.
Peel poles, a woman do them. Lots of time. Depends on family, depends on who is there to help them. If they got no kids, just one man, well, the woman got to help.
Mm-hmm. You said that that you had like a wheel that, that caught whitefish and stuff for the dogs, and then you had another
wheel? Yeah, we had one. Same? We set it where the whitefish run.
Was it a different kind of wheel or the same kind?
No, same kind of wheel. Only
same kind.
Only some places you catch one kind, sometimes nothing, and some just like, you don't know where that fish is going to be. Yeah. Some wheel get lots of fish, some get nothing. You have to move around. But we had one right there in the island when we raised raising mink that time. We caught lots of whitefish there, tubs of it. And every day I had to grind, we had to grind that, me and the kids, we grind that whitefish all up for mink feed. They don't eat whole fish in a cage. They waste it and stink too much. You give them a big mixing spoon full of heaping like that every day. And you have to give them water in the morning, give them water at night. You have time of rain, you got to change all their beds. You can't make noise or jump around too when they have young ones.
Mink?
Yeah. We raise, we pelt it. We pelted about 500 skins every year for about 6 years, I guess. We bought them from Charlie Goldstein. And we tried to raise those nutria. My old man read somewhere in the magazine that they were, you know, the fur was very good and all. So he saved, he got some back money from, he was in the services. And he got some money, I forgot now how much, maybe $500-$600 from the veterans. Anyway, he spent that whole, all that money, all that good money, we could buy a lot of things, washing machine or something, or a good stove. And he bought that South American nutria. He bought a pair. I think he got two males because they never did have young ones. Horrible looking thing. Gee, big nose. Gee, their nose. They got a body just like beaver and tail just like muskrat. Round. Ooh, horrible looking thing. And he put them in the back. We had back room I used for storeroom. He put them back in there. And door to go out in the pen out there. We had to feed them these rabbit pellets. All the food and everything we feed them. We had them 2 years, they never had young ones. Finally, one of them died. And I still think they were both male. They never had young. He's going to get rich on them. Them South American beaver.
This was back in the 30s? Late 30s?
Yeah, late 30s.
Did people, other people use the fish for the dogs mainly?
Everybody, we eat it. And we eat. Dogs eat it. People eat it. Everybody uses
it. We still eat fish.
But we all still eat fish.
But there are no dogs, not very many dogs left now.
You'd be surprised, there's still a lot of dogs. Our place got a lot of dogs. We got around 60 dogs up there, I guess.
What are some of the ways that you cook fish?
Cook fish?
Yeah.
We boil them, we fry them, we half dry them and bake them. We cook the fish eggs and eat them.
How do you cook the fish eggs?
Just boil them. Don't boil them too hard, they get too hard. To boil them a little bit and then strain them and eat them.
Kids
like them. I like them.
You ever cook them outside? Cook fish outside?
Yeah, we cook them outdoors. You know them, I never did try myself, but they always cooked them for me. My brother-in-law used to cook. And my mother, they clean the willow and they poke it up through some way into the head and they cook it. Every time I do it, the fish fall down on the ground, all break up, but they cook it just perfect, broiled on that stick. Never fall down. But I cook it on the board or cook it on a grill, cook slow. And you cut it and then you roast it to the fire. You roast it, you know, like you dry.
How do you keep it on the board?
Lean it this way. Leave the board this way. And then if you use a rough old sawed lumber, it stick pretty good. Otherwise, you'd have to tie it. And you can cook it with a piece of chicken wire too. Put it between chicken wire and fork and cook it.
What are some of the ways that you've cooked fish?
My kids used to eat it out of dog pot. They cooked. They said we have to scrub that dog feed every day. We're boarding dogs that summer, you know. And dogs don't eat out of it, but we cook their feed in it. So he said, that bucket is clean. He said, we scrub it clean every day with sand and rocks and clean it out clean. And we boil fish in there and nothing but clean fish and water. I don't know what's good. It's just good as your bucket. So Edmund and Walter, all of them, they eat fish. Be that kind of that.
Winnie, what's your favorite fish recipe? What's your favorite way of cooking fish?
Bake it by campfire, half-boiled fish.
How do you bake it? You wrap it in foil or just put it on the fire?
No, foil. Just set it up with a stick and bake it by campfire.
What's your favorite way out of all the ways you're talking about?
That same way.
How about you?
Same way.
Do you put anything inside the fish then?
No.
I thought you saw me cook some at the Nora's last year.
Yeah?
Well, I just set it up by the campfire. After it's cooked, you just put salt, whatever you want, on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got it first?
Oh, yeah. Not green fish. Half-dried fish. Mm. You can't cook green fish by the campfire.
No.
Unless you put it in tin foil, I guess.
You cook it in tin foil or cut on big board, you could cook it that way too. But you got to turn it over.
How long do you let it dry then before you can do that?
A couple of days.
Oh, yeah?
And smoke it a little bit.
And then you can put it on the stick and bake it on the
fire. Smoke it a little, get flavor.
Many white people long time ago, but the Indians were cleaner than right now.
Mm-hmm. Probably healthier too.
Yeah, healthier. Huh? I had father-in-law here, died about, what happened, I think 63, I think he died.
No.
And they claim he was 112 years old.
You know they.
And he never been sick. All his life, he's never been sick. And he was just raised on wild meat. He just got sick that one time and died.
You know that they talk about clean. You live out in a camp now. When we were out in the camp, every time we were going to eat, kids go out and cut them long, straight willows. We cut them small ones, not big ones. And we make table and we sit, we don't eat right on the ground. We put fresh green willows right down and all go one way and this way. No big ends sticking up this way. They all go down and just the loose end. We do that in the tent. When they stay in the tent, they have to take everything out there and clean it all the time and then piles and piles, they make thick willows in there, so there's no sand. Nowadays they camp right in the mud and sand and dirt and they think they're grazing out. They know that's the only way they stay in the tent, nice and clean. Spruce bough, same way, they put it in the ends down just certain way, all of them. They're just even in the tent.
No spruce boughs, they use willows.
Those willows, when we eat too, we put that so there's no sand, no dirt, get on your grub.
Before you had tents, what did you make for a structure?
Well, they used to use skin tent.
They had skins for tents. No, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago, that's before our time.
Do you remember when they first had fish wheels? Was that before your time too?
Way before my our time.
Oh, sorry. In the state, that's why they built it.
When did they first have fish wheels here? Do you know that?
No. First fish wheel I see went up Pelican from Mission. Kubak Dick, they used to call him. They had fish wheel right across the chin. I think they built it on some guy from the States, some white guy. He was sitting there and he was thinking about fish, you know, like dipping. Yep. They dip in that fish, mm-hmm. They go down and they dip with canoe, yeah. You know. And he was thinking, he said, well, why not just make it like water wheel? They run in the States to irrigate. And he said, instead of that, put the wire. So he tried it, he built it, and it caught fish. That's where it started. first white man built the first white.
Kubatik was the first one that built wheel of China, do you see?
But they were talking about it, and they always dip and they with canoe, you know. They watch, and when the water come, they see little wave, and they go down there, and they dip the fish with the net. The fish net, is, dip net is wide like this and like this. It's oblong, handle right there, and they dip with it.
So about 4 feet long?
And long handle, huh?
About 4 feet long?
4, 6 feet, about like that. My brother-in-law, that Paul Henry, he's expert at it. He used to do it just for fun. So I used to see him do it. That's how I know, because he had dip net. And we made, I helped him knit that fish net. We were going to do it when we were up in Trapline. He talked about it, so his father taught him how. He said, I'll show you next spring. That he said, we have to knit this net. So we knit that net. He showed me how to knit that net. I tied that thing, and we made it. And that summer, we was in Fort Yukon. He went down with canoe. We went with boat, and we watched him. And that where the water is kind of shallow. And early in the morning, the sun was up, and no, the river was calm. See, just like a little, like a fly buzzing in water. He shot out with a canoe and went down, just drift right on it, and he came up. He had fish. Couldn't believe it until I see it. I mean, I thought I was doing all that knitting that net for nothing. I thought he just talked. You know, he probably see his father do it. But he do it. He was good at it.
What'd you make the net out of?
Twine.
And how about the handle?
Birch. He made it himself.
And then bent the basket part?
Mm-hmm. He had a birch.
More or less.
I learned a lot. See, I lived around Black River, up around Fort Yukon, and I knew a lot of them old people. Paul Henry was my husband's partner, and he's really raised the old way, you know. And we used to talk a lot about the old things they used to do a long time ago, you know. His father before him, well, long winters, you know, we sit around and talk lots.
How could he see the fish in the water tonight?
He don't see the fish. He see wake, little ripple. Watch it, and then he know just where. He just drift, come right down, he paddle, and then he put his paddle down, pick the net up, and droom, fish is up there. I couldn't do it because I couldn't know what to watch for. He to show me where he see it. He said, I see one right there. See that little? See him go down there, and he just judged just about where that fish is supposed to be, and he got him.
Is that how people in the past used to catch fish?
Long time ago, that's how they used to catch fish on the Yukon. They had nets. The old ladies on the winter time, they used to have stick in the corner where they knit them nets. They unravel this heavy canvas, and then they twist it and they braid it into a long string. And they just pile it around where they have one pile there in one corner. Where the old lady got, she joined that string yards and yards. Then she got another one where she braid burlap. She ripped these gunny sacks up. And they braid it and pack it into a long rope for hanging. All this kind of thing. And then another one they got where they work for king salmon net, dog salmon, all that string. Every time she got 5 minutes, she's doing one of them. When it's year-round job, them old people used to work hard to keep their kids in food.